Okay, so today we're diving into a world where even atoms have to watch their step nanotechnology. We're looking at the Center for Integrated Nanotechnology's 2026 strategic plan. And let me tell you, this isn't just some boring research paper. It's like a sneak peek into the future of, well, pretty much everything.
It really is what makes CI&T so fascinating, because they're not just talking about the future of nanotechnology, they're building it brick by atomic brick. They've got this incredible facility funded by the Department of Energy. It's like a playground for scientists to tinker with the most cutting-edge tools in the field.
Okay, so like Willy Wonka, but instead of chocolate rivers, it's lasers and microscopes that can practically see atoms.
Right. But on a serious note, what are they trying to achieve with all this high-tech wizardry? Well, in a nutshell, unlocking the power of the very small to solve some very big challenges. So CI&ED has identified four key research areas that they're focusing on: quantum material systems, nanophotonics, and then how materials behave under extreme conditions. And then there's the really cool stuff, bio-inspired nanomaterials.
Okay, so a lot to unpack there. But before we do, I think it'd be helpful to understand how these different areas all connect to CI&T's overall mission. What's the big picture they're painting with this strategic plan?
Imagine a world where we can manipulate materials at the atomic level. We could create computers that are exponentially faster and more powerful, build incredibly strong yet lightweight materials, develop entirely new forms of energy. That's the promise of nanotechnology, and CI&T is laying the groundwork to make that vision a reality.
Okay, that's a future I can definitely get behind. But they're also talking about some pretty big hurdles we need to clear to get there, right? So, what are some of the biggest challenges they've identified?
Well, they've outlined five grand challenges in their plan. And the first one throws us headfirst into the mind-bending world of quantum mechanics. You see, building a quantum future isn't as simple as shrinking things down. We're talking about harnessing the bizarre rules that govern the universe at the subatomic level to create entirely new technologies.
Okay, you've definitely piqued my curiosity, but I think for those of us who aren't quantum physicists, we might need a bit more of a breakdown. What exactly does it mean to build a quantum future, and how is CI&T approaching this challenge?
Imagine a computer that could perform calculations millions of times faster than anything we have today, or sensors so sensitive they can detect the faintest whispers of energy from individual atoms. That's the promise of quantum technologies. And CI&T is working on creating the building blocks of this quantum revolution, things like quantum defects that act like single atoms trapped in a crystal.
Hold on, quantum defects. Can you back up a bit? What exactly are they and why are they so important for this quantum future we're talking about?
So these quantum defects are basically tiny imperfections in the crystal structure of a material. But these imperfections can be manipulated and controlled with incredible precision, making them ideal candidates for building qubits, which is the fundamental unit of information in a quantum computer.
Okay, qubits. I think I've heard of those, but remind me, what exactly are they again?
Think of it this way. In a regular computer, you have bits, which can be either a zero or a one. But a qubit can be both zero and one at the same time. That's the weirdness of quantum mechanics.
Okay, yeah, my head's starting to hurt a little bit.
This ability to be in multiple states simultaneously is what gives quantum computers their incredible processing power. They're not just faster, they can tackle problems that would take a classical computer billions of years.
Okay, so CI&T is working on creating these qubits using quantum defects. But what's next? What are some of the other challenges they're facing in this realm?
One of the biggest challenges is getting different qubits to talk to each other. You see, it's one thing to create these quantum systems, but to perform complex computations, you need to be able to transfer information between them. CI&T is at the forefront of this research, exploring new ways to link different types of qubits together. This process, called transduction, is like creating a universal language for quantum devices, enabling them to work together seamlessly.
So it's kind of like building a quantum internet connecting all these different quantum devices together.
Exactly.
That's incredible. But as with any new technology, there are always hurdles to overcome. What are some of the specific challenges associated with transduction?
Well, one of the key issues is maintaining the fragile state of a qubit while transferring information. Remember, these quantum systems are incredibly sensitive to their environment. The slightest interference can cause them to lose their quantum properties, a process known as decoherence. And that's where material science becomes crucial.
Ah, so it's not just about the quantum mechanics, it's also about finding the right materials to build these systems.
Exactly. We need materials that can protect qubits from interference and maintain their delicate quantum states. CI&T is exploring entirely new materials specifically designed for quantum computing materials that could revolutionize the field and pave the way for a true quantum future.
Okay, so we've tackled quantum materials and this whole concept of transduction. What's the next big challenge on CINT's radar? What other wonders of the nano world are they exploring?
Okay, so we've tackled the quantum realm, but CINT isn't just focused on the invisible. They're also looking at ways to control something we interact with every day, light itself. That's where nanophotonics comes in, and this is where things get really cool.
You're right to be excited. This field is all about manipulating light at the nanoscale, and it opens up some really mind-blowing possibilities. Like, imagine being able to bend light around an object, making it invisible, or creating optical circuits that operate at the speed of light.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. Invisibility cloaks super fast computers. It all sounds so futuristic. But how exactly are we going to go from bending light to building these incredible technologies? What's the game plan? Well, CINT is betting big on something called metamaterials. And these are materials that are engineered at the atomic level to interact with light in ways that natural materials just can't.
So they're like custom designed to interact with light.
Yeah, exactly. They're like custom designed antennas for light, allowing us to manipulate its properties with incredible precision.
So we're not just talking about bending light, we're talking about shaping it and molding it to our will. That's amazing. But what's the real game changer here? Where does CINT's research fit into this?
Well, they're pushing the boundaries with something called plasmonics on demand.
Okay, you're gonna have to break this down for me. What exactly are plasmons and how do they play into all of this?
So imagine you shine light on a metal surface. The light interacts with the electrons in the metal, causing them to oscillate. And these collective oscillations of electrons are called plasmons. And they have the ability to concentrate light energy into incredibly small spaces.
Interesting. So by controlling these plasmons, we can manipulate light at a much finer level.
Precisely. And that's what plasmonics on demand is all about. CINT is developing metamaterials that can dynamically control their plasmonic properties, allowing us to manipulate light in ways we never thought possible.
Okay, so what kind of crazy applications are we talking about here? Give me the good stuff.
All right, hold on to your hat because this is where it gets really exciting. Imagine optical computers that are thousands of times faster than today's computers, or super resolution imaging techniques that can see objects far smaller than the wavelength of light. We could even create new forms of energy harvesting that are vastly more efficient.
Okay, wow. So invisibility cloaks might still be a few years off, but it sounds like we're on the cusp of a technological revolution thanks to nanophotonics. But let's move on to CINT's next challenge, which takes a different approach to material design, one that draws inspiration from the natural world.
Right. Challenge three is all about building from the bottom up, taking a page from nature's playbook to create new materials and systems with unprecedented properties. Think of it like this: nature has had billions of years to perfect its designs through evolution.
And now we're trying to learn from those designs and apply them to nanotechnology.
Exactly. It's like biomimicry on a whole new level.
Okay.
And CINT is at the forefront of this field, exploring a concept called hierarchical assembly. This is all about building materials from the bottom up, starting with nanoscale building blocks and assembling them into increasingly complex structures, just like nature does.
So instead of carving a statue from a block of marble, we're learning to build it molecule by molecule.
That's a great way to put it. And one of the most exciting aspects of this research is CINT's work with abalone shells. You see, these shells are incredibly strong and lightweight thanks to their unique hierarchical structure. They're composed of tiny calcium carbonate tiles arranged in a specific interlocking pattern that gives them incredible strengths for their weight.
So by understanding how nature builds these super strong materials, CINT researchers believe we can replicate this process to create new materials with similar properties.
Exactly. Imagine lighter and stronger building materials for everything from airplanes to bridges, or even super durable fabrics that can withstand extreme conditions. The possibilities are really endless.
This is incredible, but I have to admit, building things atom by atom sounds incredibly time-consuming and complex. How are we going to scale up this process to make it practical for real-world applications?
Well, that's where CINT's work with AI comes into play. They're developing AI-controlled systems for nanoparticle synthesis, essentially teaching machines to become masters of the nano world.
So instead of relying on humans to painstakingly assemble these materials one atom at a time, we can let AI handle the heavy lifting.
Exactly. Imagine a future where we can simply input the desired properties of a material into a computer, and an AI control system designs and synthesizes it atom by atom. This would revolutionize material science, allowing us to develop new materials with unprecedented speed and precision.
Wow, this is really blowing my mind. We've gone from bending light to building materials with nature-inspired designs. It seems like CI&T is leaving no stone unturned in their quest to unlock the power of the very small. But I know they're not stopping there. What's the next grand challenge on their list?
So we've explored building things from the bottom up, but I know from the plan that CI&T is also looking at how we can test those creations in some pretty intense situations. Tell me about challenge four.
Yeah, so this is where we get into understanding how materials behave when pushed to their absolute limits. We're talking extreme temperatures, intense radiation mechanical stress, the kind of stuff that would make most materials just crumble.
So it's like the ultimate stress test for these nano-engineered materials. But why is this so important? Why not just focus on building bigger and better?
Well, because understanding how materials fail is just as important as knowing how they succeed. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't trust a bridge that hasn't been rigorously tested, you know, for its structural integrity. The same goes for nanomaterials. We need to know their breaking points, their weaknesses, how they degrade under pressure so that we can design more robust and resilient materials.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does CI&T go about putting these materials through the ringer?
Well, they have this incredible facility with these cutting-edge ion beam capabilities. Basically, they can fire beams of charged particles at these materials and simulate the harsh environments found in, like, nuclear reactors or even the vacuum of space.
It's like having a particle accelerator in your backyard. That's wild. But what kind of insights are they hoping to gain from these extreme experiments?
Well, for one thing, they're hoping to develop materials that can withstand the extreme conditions found in next-generation nuclear reactors. So these reactors hold the promise of cleaner and more efficient energy. But they require materials that can withstand incredibly high temperatures and radiation levels.
Okay, so it's not just about making stronger materials. It's about making materials that can survive in environments that would make even Superman sweat.
Exactly. And it's not just about energy either. Think about aerospace.
Yeah.
We're talking about developing lightweight, yet incredibly strong materials for spacecraft that can withstand the rigors of space travel. Or even materials for hypersonic vehicles that can, you know, zip through the atmosphere at incredible speeds.
It sounds like we're talking about the materials of the future, the kind of stuff that will enable us to push the boundaries of exploration and technology. But let's move on to CI&T's final challenge, which brings us back to the world of artificial intelligence.
Right. So challenge five is all about harnessing the power of AI and machine learning to accelerate discovery in nanoscience. It's about teaching machines to sift through massive data sets, identify patterns, make predictions that would take human researchers years, if not decades, to uncover.
So it's like having a team of super-powered research assistants working tirelessly to unlock the secrets of the nano world. But what are some, like, concrete examples of how AI is being used in this field?
One really exciting area is materials discovery. As we've discussed, you know, finding new materials with specific properties can be incredibly difficult. It's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Hmm.
But CI&T is using AI to analyze vast databases of material properties, identifying promising candidates, and even predicting the properties of hypothetical materials before they're ever synthesized.
So instead of relying on trial and error, which can be incredibly time-consuming and expensive, AI is helping researchers target their efforts and make breakthroughs faster.
Exactly. It can really speed things up. And it's not just about speed. AI can also help us uncover hidden relationships and patterns in data that we as humans might miss, leading to entirely new avenues of research and, you know, unexpected discoveries.
So it's like giving scientists this powerful new lens to view this nano world. But before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that really stood out to me in CI&T's plan, and that is their commitment to open access. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
CI&T is committed to making their research findings and facilities available to scientists worldwide. And this is really fostering this global community of nanoscience researchers. And they believe that by breaking down barriers and encouraging collaboration, we can accelerate the pace of discovery and ensure that the benefits of nanotechnology are shared widely.
That's fantastic. It's really refreshing to see an institution that's so dedicated to really advancing science as a whole, not just within their own walls. So to sum it all up, we've explored CI&T's ambitious roadmap for the future of nanotechnology, from harnessing the power of quantum mechanics to drawing inspiration from nature and pushing the limits of material science. It's clear that they're not just thinking big, they're thinking small, really, really small, to solve some of humanity's biggest challenges.
Yeah, and that's what makes this field so exciting. The possibilities really are endless. And with CI&T leading the charge, I'm confident that the future of nanotechnology is very bright.
I couldn't agree more. This deep dive has been an incredible journey into the world of the very small, where even atoms have to watch their step. Thanks for joining us as we explore the groundbreaking work of CI&T and the incredible potential of nanotechnology to shape the future. And here's a final thought for you to ponder. What if instead of just building things atom by atom, we could program matter itself to assemble into any structure imaginable? What kind of world could we create if we had that kind of power? The possibilities, as they say, are truly endless.